Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across a spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. I'm joined now by Zoltan Vass. Zoltan is an expert on remote working. He's an expert on innovation. He's part of Tech London Advocates, which is a great organisation to follow. Hello, Zoltan. How are you?
Hi, Jake. I'm very well. And yourself?
I am very good. Thank you very much indeed. So, innovation. Lots of people talk about it. It's a bit like people talk about pivot and all those sort of things. It's a word that people bandy about. What is innovation in your view, Zoltan?
So in my view, innovation means anything that we create something new that will bring change. It's not really just about creating a new product or a new technology or a new type of robot or something. So it's not just because many people think innovation just happens in, you know, like in tech, which is not true. So innovation can be either like, for example, if you change the company culture within a company and by changing the culture, you improve the efficiency, that's an innovation as well. So for innovation, it's really important that people understand that it's not just creating new products and new apps, new technology. It's innovation is everything that just, you know, like helps our life to go to the next level.
And why is innovation so important to a business?
It's important for the business and for people as well, because it enables growth, that we learn something new. So I think it's our nature. It's the human nature that we always want to improve, progress and learn. If you look back, you know, like what we were doing 100 years ago and what we are doing now, it just shows that, you know, humans are really into innovation and evolving and progressing.
That's very true. I mean, I was just doing a bit of research this morning and discovered that the iPhone has only been with us for 13 years. And imagine the change that we've experienced with tablets and smartphones. You know, we consider them to be ubiquitous, and they are. But they weren't there 13 years ago, which is no time at all.
Exactly. And this is why when it comes to innovation, so this is why I'm talking about, you know, when it comes to remote working will play a big part in the fourth industrial revolution, because there are technologies now out there which are expensive and not fine-tuned, just like iPhones 13 years ago. For example, now we have holograms, we have all the augmented, mixed reality, virtual reality out there. And I understand that the technology is not... it's not fine-tuned yet, and it can be quite expensive, and it's not for you know, like for the mass at this stage yet. But I believe, you know, it's we don't even need 13 years to get to that stage where we are with iPhones now. So it will be fascinating to see how, you know, like the tech will evolve in the next 6 to 12 months.
So you think the innovation is getting quicker?
Oh yes, big time. Yeah, because everything is just evolved so fast now, you know, since January, February, since this lockdown, everything just speeded up because everything is getting digitalized. People are becoming more and more aware of what's tech, what's digital. People are moving into digital and tech. So we are seeing, you know, more people are interested into moving into this industry, which just, you know, like helps innovation at the end, because different people bring different experiences and different perspectives to the table.
So how does a company embed innovation into their company culture?
Again, safe environment. It's the free thinking. Because if you have a team, let's say 10, whether it's 10 or 50 people, 100 people, 200 people, and if you have a junior person, it's really important that that junior person can express, you know, itself, because maybe the junior person has a really great idea, but if the company is not trying to nurture or get these ideas on board, then those people they won't express themselves. So it's really important that, especially in remote environment, that we work closely together. So even though we are working remotely, that we need to build strong relationships, and we have all the tools.
So what innovation in your business has changed things irrevocably for you?
So when it comes to remote working, I'm seeing the augmented reality, virtual reality, and holograms that will change many things in remote working. Because if you think, for example, you can buy VR headsets for £200, of course you need then a computer that will be able to work with these headsets. So it's still, you know, like an investment if you need to buy a computer and the headset as well is still, you know, like 1,000, 1,500. So it's still an investment. But I see that there are already companies who are experimenting how we could use immersive technology and create new experiences in remote working. So it's there. And there's the same with the holograms as well.
In fact, a mutual friend of ours was talking about how he plays a game called Star Trek Holodeck, which is where you're driving a starship or something. But he says he spends quite a lot of his time sitting in the ready room having chats with other people so that everyone's there with their avatars, but they're talking about day-to-day things. So, you know, the boardroom could become a virtual space as you describe, couldn't it?
Exactly. And the other thing that I was, you know, like discussing and thinking about recently is us having real life avatars. So let's say you are based in Somerset and you have your real life avatar who can attend the meeting in, let's say, in London. And if you think, you know, we have the technology because Boston Dynamics developed those impressive robots. On the other side, you have Microsoft HoloLens 2, for example, with their, you know, goggles and headsets, VR headsets. And at the end of the day, you just need to connect this tech, and there you go. I mean, like, this sounds simple. I know it's not that simple, but, you know, we are really there.
But on that subject, I mean, you know, that's what you're talking about. There is a number of different things and technologies and ideas coming together. So necessarily, there's going to be a degree of collaboration in this. So, you know, if you're a company that wants to innovate, you know, where are the best places to get collaborators? Is it universities? Where do you find people to work with?
It's really important that you find a relevant organization or relevant network, whether we are talking about, you know, like really about tech, digital consulting or leadership management, because that's where people are discussing what's going on, you know, like in their area. So this is it's crucial that we find the right networks.
When is innovation not innovation, Zoltan?
I would say it really depends from the perspective, right? Because if, let's say, that idea came from a junior person, then it could from the junior person, it's something new. It can be, you know, it's a new product basically. So a new product has been innovated, right? Like, so I think it really depends from the perspective. So I wouldn't really take it away that it's not an innovation.
I understand. I mean, McDonald's is a great example because they, at least when I last interacted with them on a business level, I noticed that they did a lot of consultation with their staff on how things worked. So, like how they were doing practices, how the products were selling, and things like that. There was quite a lot of that.
I think actually, you know, like when you are adding something new, whether to your services or products, that can be treated as innovation because you are thinking, you are trying to do something and not just sitting, you know, like and doing nothing.
How does a company monetize innovation?
So I think, you know, the first thing is, you know, creating a business case that there is a need for that innovation and then measuring. Because for example, if you work in a company where that innovation just affects, for example, the culture, but that, you know, like if you improve the company culture and processes, that will bring in a bigger, you know, like a greater efficiency. So these things are really hard to measure, but you will be able to see how much things has been delivered, let's say. So that's really, you know, important. So there are things that you can't really monetize from innovation. Let's say, for example, if you are changing the culture and internal culture, internal processes. So that's really hard to monetize. So unless you have, you know, like when you have, for example, a brand new product on the market, whether it's a car, whether it's you are selling a completely new chocolate with, I don't know, something special, or you know, anything else that it's more tangible, I would say, then it's easier to monetize that.
Zoltan, where do people find you if they want to learn more about your business and also Tech London Advocates?
So you can find me at my website, which is zoltanvass.com. And if you Google Tech London Advocates Remote Working, then you will find our group and you will be able to find out more about the Tech London Advocates Remote Working group, about the board, and you can find all our details and how you can join us.
An excellent organization. Zoltan Vass, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.